Good morning, everyone. My name is Aisha Appa, and I'm a third-year internal medicine resident who's been lucky to work with the Public Health Seattle and King County STD program to study improving efficiency in the STD clinic, an epic challenge. It's a bit of foreshadow for you this morning. So we chose to investigate this question because, as many or all of you have experienced, our safety net continues to thin, and healthcare reform has challenged the role of the categorical STI clinic. In this climate, providers and clinic administrators have faced increasing pressure to improve care delivery efficiency. Many have implemented systems that include triage to express care or electronic medical record systems, but the impact of these interventions is unclear. Our objective was to assess the impact of three discrete interventions that were implemented in a stepwise fashion at our clinic over 5 years. Before I explain the interventions, just a quick note of context. In our clinic, the clinicians do everything from start to finish, from history taking, point of care testing, through phlebotomy and medication administration. So what were the interventions? The first was a computer-assisted self-interview, or CASI, that patients were routed to complete the check-in process. It consists of historical questions related to risk factors and symptoms with a twofold goal. The first was to collect patient information that could be provided to the provider prior to the start of the visit, and the second was to triage to express care based on an algorithm. The second intervention was a medical assistant who was hired to assist clinicians before and after the visit, things with rooming, phlebotomy, et cetera. And this person was also available to conduct the express care visits that are triaged by the kiosk. Finally, the last intervention was a health department-wide intervention to convert all clinics to an Epic medical record. Here we have a timeline that depicts the chronology of our study periods. The first study period was baseline study data collection in June 2010. The next set of bubbles there represents our second study period, in which the computer-assisted self-interviewer CASI was introduced to clinic in October of 2010 and data collected 3 months later. The third study period was our MA model, which began at the end of 2012 with data collection in early 2014. And finally, clinicians began using EMR in April of 2015, and data were collected in July of 2015. Just to clarify, at the time of our fourth and final study period, the CASI remained in place, just as it had in periods 2 and 3. However, the MA from period 3 was no longer in place, and two other staff members were tasked with acting in the MA role during that time. But it's unclear how well that truly worked. So for this reason, we'll conservatively compare period 4 to period 2. So a bit about the protocol. A time study sheet, as depicted here, was attached to every clinic chart for the 2 weeks of data collection per period. Each staff person was responsible for recording time that they personally interacted with the patients. And if end time were missing, an administrator familiar with clinic policies and processes would review clinic logs to consistently estimate end time throughout all 4 periods. We chose median clinician visit time as our primary outcome, as all of our interventions were really targeted at decreasing clinician visit time, which is the highest cost to clinic. Other intervals, such as wait time or the total visit time, may be affected by other factors such as participation in research studies or resident staffing, et cetera. Finally, we use Kruskal-Wallis tests to compare median clinician visit times before and after each intervention. So on to our results. 1,560 visits were included across all study periods, which represented 90% of all clinic visits during the 4 study periods. Among study periods 2 through 4, when CASI and expedited care were available, we found that 8% were triaged to expedited care for STI screening only, and an average of 68% of visits began with the computer-assisted self-interview. Next, we aggregated demographic characteristics across patients seen in clinic during study periods 1 through 4, and found that mean age was 34 years, about half of the patients were white, 21% of patients were black, 10% were Hispanic, and approximately a quarter were women, while 44% were men who have sex with men. And here we have our main outcome, our median clinician visit times across study periods. At baseline or study period one on the far left, we have median visit time found to be 30 minutes with an interquartile range between 22 and 42 minutes as represented by those black bars. After CASI implementation in study period two, the median visit time was unchanged at 30 minutes, and that p-value should be greater than 0.3. After implementation of the MA model in study period three, the median visit time decreased to 23 minutes, which represented a statistically significant difference with a p-value of less than 0.01. And finally, after implementation of EMR in study period four, the median clinician visit time was 17% longer than in period two and 50% longer than in period three. The statistical comparison to period two was significant. So in summary, clinician visit time was not shortened after implementation of CASI. Clinician visit time markedly decreased following use of an MA. And finally, clinician visit time increased after EMR implementation. Limitations of our data included collection at non-standardized intervals after interventions were implemented, that the data were collected for 2 weeks only at each study period, so sampling time may not have been adequate. And finally, there may be some limited generalizability with regards to EMR, given the multiple service providers and even within one, the various internal versions that exist. So as discussed on the summary slide, there are three main points I'd like to really discuss. The first was that clinician visit time was not shortened after implementation of CASI. This may have been because providers wanted to confirm historical information obtained via computer or because they simply expanded the visit to fill allotted time. While it didn't kind of significantly impact efficiency, there may be a role for CASI in that it's possible that CASI yields more effective visits, as previous investigations have demonstrated that patients are more likely to disclose sensitive information to a computer than an in-person interviewer. Second, hiring and implementing a medical assistant model was the only intervention that resulted in a marked decrement in clinician visit time. This wasn't wholly surprising, as this is consistent with both the literature and much of ambulatory medical care delivery that focuses on optimizing each team member's abilities and tasks for their level of training. And finally, clinician visit time increased after EMR implementation. This is largely supported by the literature in which physician productivity is negatively impacted and dissatisfaction with EMR persists. However, there are two caveats. One is that it's very possible that 3 months was not sufficient a on-ramp to achieve steady-state productivity. Data pertaining to clinician comfort with EMR is pretty heterogeneous in that multiple studies suggest that the more time, the more facile clinicians are with EMR, which is intuitive. However, a large systematic review published in the Journal of the American Medical Informatics Association suggests that while efficiency may improve with RNs over time, physicians may take more time with EMR after 3 months compared to less than 3 months, perhaps due to increased support during training or more distractions with bells and whistles as time goes by. In any case, we plan to repeat data collection this year to address the issue. The second caveat is that provider efficiency is not the only driver of EMR use. Legal or billing related concerns often drive implementation, and medical IT data suggests that potential benefits of EMR include improved results communications with patients, improved internal communications, and overall may increase relative value units or billing. However, most STD clinics that may not bill in the same way that the aforementioned studies mention, and other harms include limited access or retrievability of patient data for study, not to mention the provider inefficiency as mentioned above. In conclusion, our results suggest that implementing an MA model improved the operational flow in our clinic and that EMR implementation substantially impeded efficiency. I'd like to thank my mentors, Julie Dombrowski and Matt Golden, and the rest of our co-authors, as mentioned on the first slide. Also like to especially thank Irene King, Risa Santos, Adrian Miller, and our entire clinic staff, without which our study would not be possible. Thank you for your attention, and happy to take any questions.
Hi, I'm Bobby Vanderpoel, University of Alabama at Birmingham. Two quick questions. The first is, when you're using your MA, are you triaging people actually to not see a clinician at all? And so then, does your clinician time reflect time per patient so that those patients who don't see a clinician drive your clinician time down further? I mean, how do you do those calculations is of interest to me. And the final one is, I think that this is great data to have because I think it speaks to a need for EMR developers to actually listen to this type of feedback and make it more user-friendly for the people who really do need to use it for all the reasons you mentioned.
Absolutely. I think those are two great points. The first is that you are absolutely correct. So 8% of our visits were triaged to expedited care, which was a proxy for saying they saw the MA only for screening. And those visits were included in both study periods 3 and 4. So they did have that effect to drive down time. I think just anecdotally, there was the added benefit, kind of both visits decreased in time, both due to that fact that there was shorter non-clinician visits and their help with expediting kind of the before and after care. And then to your second point, I think that's the kind of ultimately the large takeaway from this study is that obviously we're not avoiding EMR. I think it's inevitable. The takeaway is not to go back to paper, but that key stakeholders ideally will involve clinicians in truly, ideally, assessing efficiency and, retrievability of data, things like that, to allow the clinic to function harmoniously. Yeah. Any other questions?
I have one more question for you.
Oh, yeah.
So in our own clinic, we've seen a transition from less women visits to more men visits. Mm-hmm. We think that more women are accessing sort of with ACA primary care services. And certainly in our clinic, the amount of time that clinicians spend with a woman is different than a man. Did you look over time in your clinic whether there was any change in proportion of gender of patients served?
We didn't calculate the differences. Essentially, they were, like, I didn't calculate a P between them, but they appear to be relatively consistent. But I think that's a very interesting interesting point and very, very valid.
Do you allocate more time for your female visits in the clinic?
I actually don't know. We have some clinicians in the audience. We do. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys.